it's a slower process generally, and I'm allowed to kind of take part in it. This woman that died last week, I went into her room that night and sat with her holding her hand. And she died the next morning while her son was by her bedside. And I talked to her son, gave her son a hug. And I'm much more, I guess relaxed is a word I have to use again about my own death. When it comes, it comes. And whatever happens, happens. I'm told that 100 billion people have died up to this point in time on our planet. And none of them have come back to complain, so it can't be that bad.
So how did you become the person who goes in and holds the hand of the person who's dying?
Because I wanted to. I wanted to be there, and people know it. I make an attempt when anybody new comes into the building to introduce myself to them immediately. And when people are coming to an assisted living facility, it's typically after a trauma in their life. They just lost a spouse. They have some terrible disease, or they're in a stage of dementia where they can't live by themselves. And it can be frightening for people at that age to come in and all of a sudden have to deal with all this foreign new stuff. So I make it a point to go right up and introduce myself. And I think that my philosophy that it's the small things in life, the very small things that mean the most, that too has given me a certain position, if you want, in the community. And I think my age, too, people just kind of scratch their heads and look at me sometimes. But I love the community I'm in. It is my home, and the people there, no matter how demented or how sick or whatever wrong with them, I feel that my responsibility to make their journey while still on this planet as joyous and fulfilling as possible.